back home, home to the Lone Star State. Another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas,
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 boogie back to Texas.
We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Tonight, we deal with the metaphorical seat of the emotions, the heart. And as I've noted before on this show many a time, sad emotions seem to be prevalent in most of the songwriters' hearts and minds. So get out your little handkerchiefs, because tonight, with a couple of section exceptions, we're going to deal with broken hearts. So we lead off tonight with really good covers of two classics, leading off with Willie Nelson and Leon Russell and Heartbreak Hotel.
I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearted love and to find way to bloom. And I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
Tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart. Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Yeah, that's University of North Texas graduate Nora Jones with a classic Hank Williams tune, Cold, Cold Heart, and that came from her Come Away With Me album. The song was written by Hank Williams after visiting his wife in the hospital, and she was there for an abortion, and she feared that the child was not Hank's because she had affairs while Hank was on the road having affairs of his own. And in the hospital, she refused to kiss Hank as she blamed him for the abortion, and Hank said that she had a cold, cold heart, and he turned that sentiment into a song that first came out in 1951, and that's kind of the way Hank did it, too. Before Nora, we heard Willie Nelson, Leon Russell, and Mickey Raphael on harp. Heartbreak Hotel, song Elvis made famous in 1956, and the Elvis version featured Chet Atkins on guitar and Floyd Kramer on the piano. Willie's version was recorded in 1979 on the album One for the Road with Leon. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where we are listening to songs about the heart from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. As I noted earlier, some of the songs tonight are heartbreakers, and we're going to continue in that vein with two stories of broken hearts, leading off with Leanne Womack supposedly not caring about a guy because he is someone else's heartache.
Don't ask me if he's crossed my mind, 'cause that would be a waste of time. It's a good thing he can't get me down. He's someone else's heartache now. I no longer toss and turn at night, or pray to God that he's all right. I could care less if he makes the rounds. He's someone else's heartache now. just get by. The only way that I survive, I tell myself that I'm okay, no matter what my heart might say. I don't think about what might have been. I'm just glad I'm finally over him. I guess he's happy with the love he's found. He's someone else's heartache now.
Well, there was a little falter at the altar of confession. Dad
the Dixie Chicks with Tortured Tangled Heart from their 2002 album, Home. Their sixth album, I think it was hailed by many as the best album of the year in the country and Americana and in some cases pop realms. And boy, they can play that music. The band was started by Emily and Marty Irwin from Addison, Texas in the late 80s. And after some personnel changes, especially the addition of Natalie Maines from Lubbock, they really busted out with their Wide Open Spaces album in 1998. Before the Dixie Chicks, we heard Jacksonville, Texas native Leanne Womack with Someone Else's Heartache from her album The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. That's one we've heard a lot on the show recently because the critics, and I agree, it's really a good album. You're listening to Songs of the Heart right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Thanks to those folks, and thanks to all the listeners out there who are subscribers to The Voice of Vashon. We continue our evening of songs about the heart with more stories from the denizens of Heartbreak Hotel. Two real true heartbreakers, leading off with Rodney Crowell, accompanied by Emmylou Harris and Open Season on the Heart.
Yes, to the corn is yet to turn. Yes, to the bridges yet to burn. Yes, to the whole thing blown apart. It's open season on my heart. Days go by like flying bricks. Leave gaping holes too deep to fix. I'd just stay home if I were smart. It's open season. I can't blame anyone but me for this restless fool I've come to be. My tired excuses just don't fit. It don't look good from where I sit. I've tried to change without much luck. I reach a point where I get stuck. I hit the streets and the fireworks start. It's open season on.
I see, the less I understand, the harder I work, the poorer I feel, the deeper the faith, the more I'm broken, the more I hear, the less it all seems real. And you come around with your soft young skin, with no idea what you're about to step in. And in these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. I've seen hope rise, come crashing down again. Seen the bashing of brains, seen the city unwind, seen the overthrow of dictators and tyrants, seen the gory mess they always leave behind. And you stop by talking about your dreams. You see a world not yet ripped apart at the seams. And in these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. You'll see truth turn into lies, light turn to dark, hearts broken too. Just one thing before I die, I want to make one lie come true. I make, the more they say I'll need, the farther I drive, the closer I am to where I started, the more I'm told, the less I tend to believe. Then you come around with your soft young skin, with no idea what you're about to step in. In these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. If I still had a heart, you'd be breaking it now.
Slade Cleaves of Dripping Springs, Texas, outside of Austin. And If I Had a Heart, and that came from his 2017 album, Ghost on a Car Radio album. What a sad story. What a jaded, scarred person, but confronted with some little naivete and some positive love, maybe. He's really a good songwriter. Before Slade, we heard Houston-born Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris with Waco Spurlock on the steel guitar and the song Open Season on the Heart from their 2013 Grammy Award-winning album, Old Yellow Moon, happened to be in the Americana category. And as listeners to Boogie Back know, Rodney played rhythm guitar and he sang with Emmylou after they met in Austin at Armadillo World Headquarters in the mid-70s. He's contributed songs to her for decades, and his album shows, they team up time to time, and their voices really fit well together. We got two more Broken Heart songs before we lead, at least touch on those hearts which are not totally broken anyway. We're going to lead off here with Don Henley and Heart of the Matter.
Didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. Trying to get down to the heart of the matter, because the flesh will
That was the pain voice of Janis Joplin, Piece of My Heart. That came from her Cheap Thrills album. She was a graduate of Thomas Jefferson High School in Port Arthur, Texas, and a classmate of Dallas Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson. She's a pretty tortured soul. She was ridiculed in high school, and when she went to the University of Texas, she was voted the ugliest man on the University of Texas campus, and she had a long struggle, as well known, with addiction to heroin, meth, and alcohol, and she also struggled with romantic relationships with both men and women, but she sure could sing. For Janis, we heard Don Henley from Gilmer, Texas, who also happens to be the home of blues man Freddie King and Johnny Mathis, whom we're going to hear in the next set. The song was Heart of the Matter. That came from Don's End of Innocence album that was released in 1989. Of course, Don was the drummer for the Eagles from 1971 through 1980 when they broke up, and then from 1994 to 2016 when they had reunited. And Don put out three solo albums in the interim, as well as a couple more later on. Interestingly, after a whole bunch of different relationships, he got married in 1995. Performing at his wedding included Bruce Springsteen, Sting, Billy Joel, John Fogerty, Jackson Browne, Sheryl Crow, Glenn Frey, and Tony Bennett. Not a bad lineup. Next time, when Terry and I get remarried sometime, we'll see if we can get that same lineup. We are listening to Songs of the Heart, the third in a series of shows about the body parts on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, your guest, atomist, and host. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Ashon programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting lots of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation, Vashon style.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, so far, we have heard only sad songs of the heart, but there are some songs from Texas musicians where there are some positive stories, and we're going to show that just now with a rather unlikely pairing, Boz Scaggs and Johnny Mathis. We're going to lead off this set with Boz Scaggs and his song, High Blood Pressure.
December. Think it's April in November, and it's all because I'm crazy in the heart. I hear trumpets when I'm talking. Think I'm flying when I'm walking. And it's all because I'm crazy in the heart. I used to be the kind that acted sober, acted wise, until I felt the magic that happens in your eyes. But though I'm daffy as a hatter, baby, please don't let it matter. Don't you worry if I'm not so very smart. It only means you've got me crazy in the heart. Acted sober, acted wise, until I felt the magic that happens in your eyes. But though I'm daffy as a hatter, baby, please don't let it matter. Don't you worry if I'm not so very smart. It only means you've got me crazy.
That, of course, was the unmistakable voice of Johnny Mathis, along with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and Crazy in the Heart. And I got that from a compilation disc, Johnny Mathis Sings the Standards. It was put out by Sony in 1998. Johnny moved from Gilmer, Texas, to San Francisco relatively early in his life, and he was a star athlete out there, as well as a budding singer. He took voice lessons for 6 years in junior high school and high school when he was in San Francisco. He did turn down the offer to try out for the U.S. Olympic team so that he could go to New York to make his first recordings, and it was a good choice. Before Johnny, we heard Boz Scaggs and High Blood Pressure from his album A Fool to Care, released just not that long ago, 2015. Boz lived in Plano, Texas during his formative high school years, where he met Steve Miller. They played in some bands together for the next probably half dozen years, and he was on Steve's first two albums. And Boz probably reached his peak solo career during the late 70s with his Silk Degrees album that also spawned four hit singles and a Grammy. He has owned and operated a nightclub in San Francisco for more than two decades, and he still occasionally records and tours. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, spinning some songs about the heart from Texas musicians in the whole Body Parts series. Thanks for listening. We're going to head toward the door of the heart component of this series of Boogie Back with some advice. First from Steve Earle. His approach is to have a fearless heart. Here's Steve Earle live on Austin City Limits and Fearless Heart. One, two, three,
got me a fearless heart, strong enough to get you through the scary part. It's been broken many times before. I feel this heart just comes back and forth. Hey!
Thank you.
Well, there's no way that you could do a show about the Heart without Guy Clark. Joined by Stuart Duncan on fiddle and Edgar Meyer on bass. It's Guy Clark's wife Susanna's song, Come From the Heart, live on Austin City Limits, recorded November 10th, 1989. And I think I've said before when I've played this song that Terry and I were at that live recording. Terry Lacona says in the liner notes that Guy did not come from a particularly musical family. In fact, they didn't even have a record player in the house until he was a teenager. But they read poetry every single night. So he learned early on the graphic imagery and emotional power that can come from the words. Before Guy, we heard Steve Earle, also recorded live on Austin City Limits. This one on September 12th, 1986, and we were not there for that performance. I know that for a fact. Steve was born in San Antonio. He was the oldest of five kids and the son of an air traffic controller and quite the rebel. He ran away from home a whole bunch of times in his high school years, and he played at honky-tonks and bars when they'd let him in. And he eventually befriended Townes Van Zandt, of whom Steve said he was a real good teacher and a real bad role model. Steve mentions in the song that he has falls in love a lot, and indeed that's true. That's kind of autobiographical because he has been married seven times, twice to the same woman. So yeah, I'd say he's fallen in love, at least fallen in marriage quite a bit. So we're going to head out the door of this Heart edition of Boogie Back to Texas with Ruthie Foster and her mama's advice about love, Aim for the Heart. And this comes from her 2012 album, Let It Burn. You're also going to hear Ike Stubblefeld on the B3 and some really great slide and pedal steel from Dave Easley. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher of Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. Here's Ruthie Foster.
Got a need for attention, and I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, now he's off with somebody else. Grandmama, can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own. Stay pretty, it might work while you're in your prime. You'll get jealous of the young ones once your looks start to fade with time. Love is a powerful thing, there's nothing quite so strong, girl. Aim for the heart, you never go wrong. Aim for the heart, don't aim for the head. Aim for the heart, that's what mama said. Size bed.